This is going to be a weird statement to say, but you better go to all the baseball games you possibly can, because it looks like we got a work stoppage coming after the 2026 season. Jeff Passan, who's been, he's been all over everything when it comes to baseball here over the last 24 hours. I did not know Rob Manfred. Actually, no, I did know that Rob Manfred, after I think it was the original stoppage a couple of years ago, started doing a tour of all 30 teams every year. And he met with the Philadelphia Phillies, and this was a story that came out yesterday, but last week he met with the Phillies, and Bryce Harper, who sat there in a meeting holding a baseball bat, just like gripping a baseball bat, is like somebody would play with their keys or something like that. He's got a baseball bat. So, I mean, Bryce Harper's already kind of a wild card, so that's already going to be a little alarming there. But in conversations that quickly turned into something about a salary cap, Bryce Harper allegedly got up, got face-to-face with Rob Manfred, and said, quote, get the bleep out of our clubhouse. The conversation, they call it a confrontation, came in a meeting, one of 30 that Manfred conducts annually in an effort to improve his relations with each team's players. Well, that went the other way in that meeting. That lasted more than an hour. Manfred never explicitly said the word salary cap, sources said. The discussion about the game's economics raised the ire of Harper, one of the most influential players in the game and obviously a two-time MVP. Harper eventually grew frustrated and said if MLB were to propose a cap and hold firm to it, players are, quote, are not scared to lose 162 games, sources said. Harper stood up, walked toward the middle of the room, faced Manfred and said, if you want to speak about that, you can get the F out of our clubhouse. Said the word. Manfred, accordingly, did not back down. And of all people, Nick Castellanos tried to cool things off where he goes, I have several other questions here. Because, of course, in any one of these situations, it's going to be Nick Castellanos. We are headed towards a real problem here. Now, I know that there was a lot of big market people. My buddy Zach Gelb, who's on Infinity Sports Network, I mean, he's a New York guy. His dad produced Mike and the Mad Dog, for crying out loud. I mean, that's royalty there. He was like, good for Harper, good for Harper. I go, that is not good for about 26 fan bases out there. But
he's taken the players over the owners, which in the past that has made sense in other sports.
And so many times you really want to, because we are part of the proletariat in so many ways. Like, you want to take the player's side. However, Bryce Harper has a $300 million contract. So he's kind of different from your everyday players who are maybe a couple of guys from the Guardians, obviously bad example now, scratching by, quote unquote, but losing an opportunity to make real life-changing money there, or generational money, I should say. Not life-changing, it changes your life, but generational money. Bryce Harper's got multiple generations of Harpers taken care of now. But I also think that I don't want to twist this up and go after Bryce Harper, because the salary cap's a salary cap. That's always been an issue we've talked about. It obviously is more important, and I think that they should really focus on the floor. I mean, if you're making all this money, and Major League Baseball is bragging all the time, we make all this money. Every time people start to talk about Major League Baseball dying, well, we made $12 billion last year. I mean, that's a number that's thrown in this article here. They made $12 billion last year. Well, if you guys are all making $12 billion together, why do we have $80 million payrolls in Major League Baseball here? So there would have to be a floor.
Yeah, I want a cap and a floor. I do wonder what a floor would do to, the salary structure of Major League Baseball. When I look right now and like the average payroll in baseball is like $170 million. Now, that's skewed big time by the Mets and the Dodgers and the Yankees and Philadelphia and even Toronto. Man, look at their payroll. Mm-hmm. That skews it because you have all these teams at the bottom. Miami, million.
68
Athletics
million.
77, the White Sox 78, Pittsburgh 88, Tampa Bay 90, the Guardians 102. If you look at all the allocations, so I wonder what does a floor do to the Guardians? What does it do? Because it means that the Dolans or whoever owns the team, maybe the Dolans sell immediately if that was the case. That means that we would be at a threshold, but we'll just be at the bottom of that.
Yes.
And so will a bunch of other teams. They'll just be at the bottom. So everybody will get raised to that point. Would that effectively make some of the players more expensive, you know, towards the bottom? Because every team needs to get to that floor. I don't know. I don't know what that would do.
My thought was,
would it really materially make that much different is what I wonder.
Well, my question is, not my point, but my question is, would they even be choosier about who gets to come up? Because now it's like, well, you have to meet a salary floor. Like, how does that work when it comes to how much time you have in Major League Baseball and what that correlates to your salary? Because if you have to meet a salary floor, then I would imagine you get choosier about who you bring up. Because now all of a sudden I might have to pay. If I'm going to a floor and I have to meet a floor, I could bring in a bunch of young players and meet a $91 million floor. Say it's a $91 million floor. I can bring in a bunch of young guys and pay them $91 million, but if I'm only at the floor, then I'm just going to keep complaining that my team's at the floor. And still, those salaries at the top are still going to go higher.
Of course.
That's why you can't... It's hard to say just a floor. I think the floor is more important to start, but I think you really can't have one without the other.
So I asked the question because you said your guy, Gelb, is immediately advocating for the players in this scenario. I don't know what that does for fans. What do I get?
It's just the first one I saw.
Yeah. What do I get out of, you know, Bryce Harper sticking his chest out, by the way, who's made money? And then I look at the sports with a cap, like, you know, the NBA now basically has that second apron. We're the only team in the second apron, Cavs, this year. I don't think people realize that.
Cap, yeah.
But with that said, we still have players making $70 million a year now, and that's just the start. Devin Booker and SGA, that's just the start. In the next season at this point, this is going to be a whole cluster of players making $70 million a year, and there's a cap. So players are still going to get paid. I mean, maybe you'd argue the middle class might get squeezed a little bit because that's starting to happen now in the NBA. So I could understand you being upset about that. I just would wonder in this case, we just hear the owners and baseball and Manfred, and could they lock out the players or whatever? I don't know how the owners are all on the same page here. The reason I say that is because what does Paul Dolan want? I think
Paul Dolan would actually be...
What does Miami, what do the Marlins want? What do their owners want? It's very different, I would think, from what the Dodgers owners want.
Don't we have David Sampson coming on Thursday, right before the trade deadline? I want to ask him about that.
They can't possibly be unified on this either, could they?
Well, I think that a guy like Paul Dolan, at the risk of being accused of carrying water for the guy, I know I called you Anthony Dolan a couple of weeks ago. You called me Kenny Haslam, which was funny. At the risk of being told I'm carrying water for Paul Dolan, I would imagine Paul Dolan would want it to be a little bit more equitable where, hey, I've ran a responsible franchise, and he has. I know that we got this Class A situation with Ortiz, but we'll get to that coming up at 8:43. I know that you could say, oh, I've ran a responsible organization. I've done right. We've drafted fairly well. We've made the right trades for the most part. We've gotten ourselves an opportunity to get that close, but I'm not willing to go into the red. Well, you know what? This is the dirty secret of it. None of these other teams are willing to go into the red. And frankly, and I don't want to be morbid about this, unless their owner is passing away. I mean, you remember the Illich thing, what went on in San Diego without us knowing. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's... They're not willing to go into the red. And if Paul Dolan is exactly like that, then you got to get something figured out, because I think Paul Dolan would be frustrated with the Pittsburgh Pirates, with the Miami Marlins, where, hey, you have a new stadium down there in Miami. Nobody goes to it. You have what you wanted. You don't field a proper baseball team. You know, the Pirates, it can't be healthy for the game of baseball if you have a fan base talking about having to force themselves to talk about trading a guy like Paul Skenes a year into his professional career. That's asinine for a lot of people. Like, we'd be losing our minds. Hell, I'm about to lose my mind over talking about trading Stephen Kwan with 2 years left in arbitration to go, for crying out loud. So I think that he needs to see the forest for the trees and understand, like, hey, we got to come together on both. There has to be a cap. Okay, the owners seem to really want a cap. You got that. I don't know how you take guys like Shohei Ohtani, who has how many millions of dollars? Or Juan Soto, who has $765 million or whatever it is coming to him over the next 15 years. How do you subtract from that? How do you grandfather him in with the other ones? They're the ones who can do the math. I can't. But you also do need to have a floor. because you can't have, I don't think you can have one without the other. And that's why I think that you're going to have a serious, and I think nobody's surprised by this, you're going to have a serious work stoppage coming up after the end of next year, because you're looking at more television money coming in because they're probably going to nationalize and make a deal. So you assume that there's going to be more money under there. At least the Players Association assumes there's going to be more money.
I do wonder about that, because we've talked a lot about how much the Dolans and all these other small markets have lost because of the local TV money situation, which has been pretty dire.
So if you look like you're going to have a light at the end of the tunnel where there's going to be a, from a national contract with nationalized broadcast that ends up going regional, if there's a revenue share, which I would assume there has to be. Now, I think that Yes Network and SNY
would have something to say about that.
Is it Spectrum who carries the Dodgers?
I think so, yeah.
I know they carry the Lakers. I think that they might have something to say about that. So maybe they're out of that loop. Maybe they're not part of that rev share since there's such big markets, such big teams. I'm not sure. That's something that they're going to have to get figured out. But if you guys are sharing in these profits, okay, where's the profits going? So that's why a floor would have to come in, but a cap is going to have to come in as well.